Carol Carlin. She is the president of the Sacred Heart Foundation. That's the fundraising arm for Sacred Heart Ascension Hospital. And today she is on the line with us. Carol, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you. Now, obviously, today we have the Cat Country Cares for Kids fundraiser radiothon going on at Cordova Mall. But for people who are maybe just getting in their car this morning, or they haven't heard us talking about it or whatever, and they're just kind of wondering, well, what is the project? What is it that we're helping donate for this year? Tell them what we're doing here.
So we're purchasing a brand new neonatal intensive care transport unit, which will transport the tiniest of babies to the only children's hospital within the region, the Studer Family Children's Hospital. And these units are equipped with the latest and greatest equipment and nurses on board to transport these seriously ill children to the hospital.
So when I think about this, the way I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, is, you know, we have the NICU, which is amazing, the neonatal intensive care unit at the Studer Family Children's Hospital, and, you know, what is, like you say, the only one like this in the entire region. And so that's great, but when kids have real serious problems, you know, you still have to get them to the hospital. And an ordinary ambulance, which is still very good health care service as that transitional time from wherever they are to wherever the hospital is good, but it's not the NICU. And so the way I understand this is we're basically putting the NICU on wheels and giving them even better odds of being able to get the care they need in a timely manner by bringing the NICU to them. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. And in moments and minutes are very important in making certain that if a preemie needs to be transported to our hospital, that it's done very efficiently and quickly, and that they have the same equipment that they would have in the hospital if they were at the hospital. And we transport babies as far as 600 miles away. So if you think all the way to Tallahassee or out into Mississippi and Alabama, we get calls because we are the only children's hospital within this region, and we are so blessed to have it in Pensacola.
Yeah, it's as you say, it's a real need. It's a unique circumstance, and because you know, the neonatal period for children is so fragile, so vulnerable, and if they have problems, look, the ambulance is great. You know, the paramedic is great, but it's that much better if you can have not only a specialist who is particularly trained on neonatal issues, but the equipment and the training on that equipment that is part of the NICU. I mean, we all know that the NICU is different than other parts of the hospital, so it's a very specialized ability to project this this medical technology, right?
Absolutely. And we put thousands of miles on these vehicles transporting children to our hospital, so they get worn out very easily, and we have to replace them every so often, and they're very expensive, and we're just excited that the community always steps up and helps us in situations like this, and we really, really appreciate the donation.
So
we've been very fortunate to have a community leader step up, Bill Greenhut, and Green Hut Construction has supported the hospital for more than 50 years, and he's given the community a challenge of $10,000, and if we raise that 10, we'll get an additional 5, and so I want to say that we have we're halfway to that goal right now, so we would love to challenge others in the community to step up.
Outstanding. So he's gotten a $10,000 match, but he says if we push past $10,000, he'll put another 5 in there, and we're about halfway to that first 10. We've got a couple, which is great. We've got a couple of other matches on the table too, right?
Oh, yes, we do. And you'll hear more about that as the day goes on.
Okay, excellent. So I love to hear that. I know we've been talking about the Wing Creek match, which is great. And if people want to support this, I know traditionally we want to have them come to the fundraiser, and you can do that. You can come right out in front of the World Market, the Best Buy entrance, you want to think of it that way, for Cordova Mall. Channel 3 is outside, and you can say hi to Sue, and you can drop off your donations and cash or checks there. Or you can call, and the phone number is 850 416-KIDS. That's 850-416-KIDS, and you can donate there. And we're looking for these donations all day today. It's an all-day fundraiser. Now, Carol, I know you said it's expensive. You know, we have a fairly well-informed audience. They hear me talking about things like fire trucks for $500,000, and it's outrageous how expensive things are, but they just are. You know, it's not cheap to build this stuff. What is the price tag? What is our end goal for being able to fund this transport unit, this neonatal intensive care transport unit?
$350,000, and we were fortunate that we already have all of the very expensive equipment to add to it, but this unit's $350,000.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's expensive, right? So we need a pretty good bump to be able to help make this happen. And you said something interesting, because I think some people might hear this and say, well, are you buying this because you think maybe it'll be necessary? And what I heard you say is we already have more than enough need to justify the usefulness of this. It's just that we need the equipment to be able to step up to the need we already see in reality. Is that right?
Oh, yes. We have, we're transporting hundreds of babies across the region to the hospital. And you know, it's like any vehicle. These things start breaking down after a while, and they, you know, 10 years old, and they have to be constantly repaired. So you get to a point at some point you have to have a new a vehicle with even more advanced technology on it as technology changes, as we know daily. But, you know, many, many, many years ago, think about this for a second, these babies wouldn't have a chance to live. Now, through this incredible technology and having a true children's hospital with very specialized physicians and nurses trained, these babies pull through, and it's so gratifying to see. And our community has been such a big part of this.
I love that. And, you know, if you give $100, if you give $500, you're contributing to the saving of lives of children that are in need of this specialized
Absolutely.
Care.
And
go ahead, Carol.
Every dollar counts. Every dollar. Yeah. There is nothing too small. It all adds up at the end of the day, and that's kind of how we built the children's hospital as well, with the community.
You know, it's a lot of times when you give to charity, you kind of hope it makes a difference. I think this is one where you give and you know it's going to make a difference. It absolutely will make a difference in the lives of these children. Carol Carlin, she is the president of the Sacred Heart Foundation. Again, that phone number if you want to donate to help the neonatal transport unit is 416-KIDS. That's 850-416-KIDS. Carol, we'll touch base with you a little bit later. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and thank you for what you do and bringing awareness and helping us help you raise money to make this thing happen. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for all that you do. Have a great day.